T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I thought Jake looked terrific. You know, he's been on the ice for quite a while now. He's been working through the rehab process, and Jake's worked extremely hard to get himself to this point, and he looks really strong. We're excited to get him back in the lineup for obvious reasons. The reason we put him with Crosby is because we think that they have a certain chemistry that has been really productive for us for quite some time. Not that he didn't have chemistry with Gino. They were certainly good when they played together as well. I think the reality is the coaches are excited because we have some options where we can move people around, Sid and Gino.
All right, Pony and Muller presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Mike Sullivan on the return of Jake Guentzel. More positive reports from Penguins training camp today. Would be great to have Jeff or Eric Hagman or Josh Rountree sitting front and center there next to Richie Walsh, 6 feet apart, of course, watching Penguins practice. That would be delightful to have a reporter down there getting all the scoop for us, but instead we got to watch DK's Twitter feed and Richie's Twitter to get the practice video. That's all right, I guess. But all the reviews so far of Guentzel and Sid on a line with each other, and Sullivan hinted at it there. Dazzling, sparkling reviews so far. And Chris Muller is ready to chime in on this and more as we'll take you through the next 4 hours here on The Fan. Chris, are you ready for a prediction? I've got a big prediction to start today's show. I think we're getting closer to the return of sports, which means games are coming back, and that gets me into my forte, which is pulling out my crystal ball and letting all the Pittsburgh sports fans out there know exactly what's going to happen over the next few months as far as the Penguins and this 2014 Stanley Cup playoffs are concerned. So I hope you guys are buckled up and ready to go here. Let's do this, because sports betting is legal here in Pennsylvania now, so you're probably going to want to write down and take down this information, guys.
So is this like that famous CBS TV show from the 90s called Early Edition, where the guy would get tomorrow's news today and then go and try to stop it? Like, is that what you're basically offering people? Is you're such a good, your forte of sports betting predictions is so good that it's tomorrow's outcomes today? That when you talk, it's your lips to God's ears, the sports God's ears, when it comes to this stuff, right?
I think that there are people walking among us, among the billions of people here on Earth,
that are from
the future.
Say that again without me talking in the middle of it, just so we can use that as a drop later, please.
I think there are people on planet Earth that are from the future.
I think you're one of the smartest people I know. I really do. Why do you say stuff like that?
People that are super smart, that otherwise the human brain couldn't really come up with this idea, but they've already seen it happen because they're ahead of us. They're not real people. I don't know. So
the people that are from the future are only people who are doing like incredible things. If I were from the future, I would kind of want to be a guy scratching my ass sitting on a bar stool somewhere.
I've got a hunch. Some people
there are
think
people
that
who are time travelers.
Yeah, there are time travelers out there. You don't think there's a extraterrestrial that's got basically human skin that's among us that we don't know about? That's covert, alien, extraterrestrial?
I'm sitting in a quiet house. There's two dogs here.
You don't think there's one alien on planet Earth right now? You don't think there's a single alien?
I would swear I dropped acid.
You don't think there's an alien anywhere on planet Earth right now? You don't think there's a UFO flying around this entire planet right now. Not one. You don't believe in any of that. In this huge solar system, all these universes out there, you don't think that one of these people maybe or one of these life forms has dropped down to Earth? You don't think that, Chris? You think it was just us?
No, I do not think they have visited Earth. I think extraterrestrial life exists and that it has not visited Earth.
Not one UFO?
No.
Ah, you're
because I believe firmly. I think there's
what's
like
area 51,
I think there's something called
then,
the Fermi.
Chris? What's area
there's something
51?
Called the Fermi paradox. Hold on. There's something called I think the Fermi paradox, and it's that maybe I'm conflating terms here. It's basically that any life form powerful enough and advanced enough to have reached planet Earth would have wiped us off the map just
Why?
As a matter of course.
Threatened by us? Maybe they see
no, just bored with us. The way you or I would step on an ant. That's how they would view
yeah,
humanity.
Yeah, you have not reconciled Area 51 for me so far, Chris. You're dodging that. What is that place then? You tell me.
I don't know. It's
What's
a government
the big
installation
secret?
That I think the government likes the fact that Area 51 has so many conspiracy theories attached to it. I think they find it to
Why?
Be a fun distraction from whatever stuff might actually be going on.
Craig,
I did
are you
misuse
with me?
The Fermi paradox, by the way.
Is there? Do you think there's a time traveler on planet Earth right now?
I mean, I don't know about that. The alien point, though, like, don't you think there's species that have seen us flying like satellites and space shuttles? I'm like, what is that?
Uh-huh. I do. Yep.
Why is it so hard to believe the opposite, then?
Although I'm also not entirely sold on the moon landing. A couple things there, too. Things there.
Oh, no. Here we go. Here we go.
That have me scratching my head. Like, how was the flag blowing in the wind up there? Can we get some scientists on to explain that for us, please? How's that flag blowing around up on the moon?
So you are of the belief, what, that Stanley Kubrick
I don't know.
Did this on a soundstage?
I just don't get something from, like, a team or a government.
Wait,
let's
so
say.
You have issues with the flag on the moon?
I didn't say I had issues. I just have questions.
No, you've got questions. But you seem to have zero question that people from the future currently, aliens from the future, really, are currently walking on Earth. That, like, the time travel that is proposed in movies, the kind that doesn't really exist, I don't think, or couldn't physically exist within the realm of this universe, is actually
like,
quite real.
There's a precedent. There's a precedent from, like, the 1800s. I think it might have been James Polk. And they pulled up a picture of him at 25, and he looked just like Drew Brees. It looked like Drew Brees. Drew Brees is just a reincarnation of James Polk. He's come back as a quarterback.
I am.
You can say you can.
I,
you
rarely,
can disagree with me all you
speechless.
Want.
Rarely speechless.
I like that you tried to get me down this rabbit hole to avoid what was the point of this start of the show. But just to get into my prediction, which is I've got...
Yeah, we got from Crosby and Jake Gensel to this.
I've got the Penguins, and I will confess, maybe the DK videos where he's saying, oh, man, Malkin looks like a maniac out there right now. Look at him. He's never fired up like this in a classic training camp setting. He is just a man possessed. I'm falling for that a little bit. I'm also a big fan of putting a 40-goal score on Sidney Crosby's line, dropping him in there. I like having two goalies. They got to figure out how to play it, but at least you got two options in case one falters. So my prediction for everybody, and by the way, Chris, before I make the prediction, anything I've said so far you disagree with, by the way? Anything?
No. I think the one thing that I've thought about with this Penguins team is there's every reason to be hyper-optimistic about them, and the last time I remembered maybe there was a feeling of this kind of bullishness, the Bruins ended up slapping them around in the East Finals in four games, and they barely scored. But they are a completely different team now than they were then, like a team that learned from its mistakes in that series, a franchise that did. So no, I really agree with everything, and the one pratfall, that whole like idea of overconfidence, is out the window too for me.
All right, so here we go.
All right.
My big prediction on the Penguins in 2020 in this return to play playoff. I have them going to the Cup final, but I have them losing to the Colorado Avalanche. Get by the Canadiens. get by the next round opponent. Don't know who that is yet. I'm going to have a Penguins and Lightning, let's say, Eastern Conference Final.
Wait, you're skipping around in between there.
I know, because I'm not really
you're
sure how that whole round.
There's the preliminary round.
I'm not sure
rounds,
how the whole round robin thing.
Final.
I'm not getting into the minutia of round robin here. Okay.
I know, but you're just like not correctly identifying the number of actual rounds.
I didn't say I was going to pick every team they beat around along the way. I'm just telling you they're getting to the Stanley Cup Final, and I've got them losing to Colorado.
Here's something you do that I think is very rare. You just did something. And it's probably because you're you, and you're a man very convicted about his predictions. Most people, if they were in Pittsburgh doing Pittsburgh sports, right or wrong here, I'm not casting aspersions, passing judgment. Most people, if they were going to predict the Penguins to reach the Stanley Cup Final, would then predict them to win the Stanley Cup Final. I think it is very difficult to envision them being good enough to possibly navigate Bruins, Lightning, maybe even Flyers if it breaks a certain way, or the Capitals thrown in there. Get through that meat grinder and then go down to defeat to an Avalanche team that's good, very good even. McKinnon's great. He's special, really. But I don't think anybody would stack up and say, ah, oh, they're better than the Penguins. They should beat the Penguins 4 out of 7 times. So I'm surprised that you got them all the way there and then you pulled back the ripcord right at the end. By the way, when we're talking about extraterrestrial life, would you say there's a couple people like that living on Earth? Like 3 or 4? What do we got here? I think they're going to win the Stanley Cup. Rossi sold me. I think they're going to win it. I think they're the deepest. They have the best combination of any team in the league of depth and talent at the highest end. And I think the fact that Malkin is said to be hyper-motivated, like Rob Rossi has said that Crosby's been organizing these workouts for weeks now that I bet you aren't even very informal because he's the one leading them, so they're probably pretty structured. All of that tells me that they are a really motivated, focused team that has a backstop, as like an option B or plan B, as you said, in goal. They just have options everywhere. When was the last time, Pony, and this is the Guentzel thing is kind of what stirs this drink, when was the last time you looked at the roster like that and felt like they had legitimately probably 3 or 4 too many options at forward? Like there was an overabundance of riches there that they could put guys in based on the matchups or based on levels of play and didn't have to get desperate and just roll with the guys they had. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Roll with players that they didn't feel great about. There is a lot to like here. And the fact that the captain and his running buddy, who's, by the way, having his best points per game season, Malkin, that is, since the year he won the Hart Trophy. The fact that they both seem to take this very seriously, are not looking past it, are not looking at it with any sort of asterisk, should be very scary to the rest of the league.
My biggest issue is that they've got to win 5 coin flips instead of 4. No one's ever done it, obviously. So that's a concern that in what is a completely random sport at times, oftentimes it is in the playoffs, I just have a hard time predicting somebody to go all the way that has to survive 5 versus only 4. And for whatever reason, this Penguins team over the last year and a half, it seems, whenever they have everything right, bad habits creep in and they don't meet expectations. So that's the other side of it for me. I'm playing it down the middle, though. I think on paper, even with Tampa and Boston, I believe they are. They got the most going for them. I think Tampa's got something in their head that they got to get over. But, you know, we used to say that about Washington, and they won the Cup. So I'm not going to base every prediction off of that. So you got them winning it. I got them getting to the Cup Final. And so there. I mean, if people want us to be – you're not going to get much more positive than that, folks. I mean, we're telling them
like it is,
but we're
very bullish. I've been right about them more than most, too. Okay. I called the back-to-back titles when I don't think anybody else in town actually did. I called them to win it in 16, and then I went way against
the grain. Didn't you have Mike Sullivan fired in December, Chris?
Let's not talk about that, though. Called their back-to-back title.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.